Hallelujah, he's alive. Are you thankful today? Are you excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning? It's good to be in the house of the Lord as we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. It's exciting to know him. It's exciting to serve him. If you do not know him as your Lord and Savior today, my prayer is that before this day ends, you'll accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and begin to serve him in your life. There's nothing like it. He's the greatest that there is. And I hope that today as we look at this scripture, we'll take a look at sharing him with others. Doing evangelism Jesus' way. There's a lot of ways to do evangelism. A lot of ways people have come up with. A lot of different programs. A lot of different tactics. But there's nothing like doing it the way Jesus teaches, is there? You know, he's got the plan. He's got it right. He knows what to do. He knows how to get it done. So we're going to pick up in Matthew chapter 5 this morning in verse 5. And so if you have your Bibles, you may want to turn with me there. If not, just focus on the screen. Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 5, said, "These 12 Jesus sent out after instructing them, 'Do not go in the way of the Gentiles and do not enter any city of the Samaritans, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.'" Now, as we talk about doing evangelism, we're talking about going and telling people about Jesus. We're talking about spreading the word of Jesus Christ with those around us. And here he's talking with his disciples, and he's sharing with them on what needs to be done and how they're supposed to go about doing it. He gives them some instructions as they go to prepare them for the way. They knew what to do. They knew what to do. They'd already been walking with Jesus for a little while. They had been listening to Jesus. They had heard from Jesus. They saw the miracles that Jesus had already been performing. And as they had heard and listened to the teachings of Jesus, now they were sent out to go with a message to the people. They were sent out to share what Jesus would have them to do. They had had the example already set before them. They had heard the words that needed to be shared. They knew what to do. Let me ask you something. Do you know what to do? Hopefully you do. Hopefully you know what to do this morning. There's been classes where we've talked about evangelism. There's been messages that we've preached on evangelism. You've heard other preachers talk about telling the message of Jesus. You've heard the message of Jesus shared from different points of view and different backgrounds from different pastors. As we share the message of Jesus Christ, that he lived a perfect life, that he went to the grave, that he rose from the grave, that he is risen now and he is coming back again. And we hear the message and we know the message in our lives and in our hearts. It's what we accepted when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. I'm a sinner and I'm in need of someone who can save me and give me hope, give me peace, give me joy, give me eternal life. And the only answer to that, to all that we're talking about right here, is the name of Jesus. Jesus is the one and only. And he is the one who loves you today. And he knows you in a very real and personal way if you have accepted him in your life. And if you have not, he longs to know you in that personal way. He longs to be in your life and in your heart. But folks, as we talk to Christians today, what I want you to understand is we have a mission that we need to be on in sharing the love of Jesus Christ with those around us. We need to share the love of Jesus with our families. We need to share the love of Jesus with our friends. We need to share the love of Jesus with our co-workers. We need to share the love of Jesus with our neighbors. We need to share the love of Jesus with everyone around us. And one of the sad things to look at in the church as a whole today is evangelism, which is telling people about Jesus, has very much gone away. And that's not Jesus' plan. That's not what he teaches us. He doesn't teach us that we don't have something to do. He teaches us that we have much to do for him as we serve him and bring honor and glory to his name. And one of the most important things that we do in our lives is to live a life for him that gives us the opportunity to share a testimony for him of who Jesus is to me. Has Jesus blessed your life? Are you thankful for your salvation this morning? Then you've got a message to tell. You've got a message that the world needs to hear. And He will put your world in front of you that need to hear. They had a partner to go. We know in another place in Scripture where He sent them out, He sent them out two by two. And it's important, especially in this day and age, that we go in pairs, that we have at least one other person to go with us to share the gospel. We need a prayer partner. We need someone to pray for us as we're sharing, or if the other person is sharing, we need to be that person praying. But we have an opportunity to go and take part in ministering and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only praying for that person, but also helping out at certain times. There may be something that needs to be said, or something that the Holy Spirit lays on your heart that He doesn't lay on that other person's heart, that you can interject there and help them to know that it's not just that person that's sharing, but you're both there to share the love of Jesus Christ and to share with them the opportunities that you have to share the joy of knowing and loving Jesus Christ. They had a partner to go with. They had a place to go. They had a place to go. Jesus told them exactly where to go. He told them to go out and to go to the Jews. They had a certain mission to go on. Now, He's not saying that the Gentiles were not important here. He's not saying that only these folks were important. He's beginning this process, and He's beginning with the Jews. The Gentiles were not going to listen at this point. They weren't going to pay attention to what the disciples had to say because they were Jewish men. And the Jews and the Gentiles did not get along. There had to be something to help bring them together. That was going to be Jesus. But at this point, they're going to the Jews. It'd be a time later. Peter would share with the Gentiles, and Paul would share with the Gentiles. There's an opportunity later on down the road for the Gentiles to grasp and hear the message of Jesus Christ. But on this mission, they're going to the Jews. Now, something we have an opportunity to do is to go to Wilsonville, Alabama. We have an opportunity to go to where we are and do the things that we have to do right here. We have an opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't forget, Winning Wilsonville begins the first Sunday in May. At 4 o'clock that afternoon, we're going to meet together. We're going to help put teams together. And we're going to go out into this community. And we're going to try to knock on as many doors as we can the first Sunday in May, June, July, and August. 4 Sundays this year, evenings that we're taking to go out into this community and share the message of Jesus Christ. And let people know that we have something that they need. And His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And He loves us and He cares about us. And as we prepare for this time, we realize the importance of going, I hope. There's also going to be the opportunities that we have to go to the other places, some other places later in the year. It's too late now for you to sign up for Brazil. We've got 4 going to Brazil this year, and I want you to pray for us about that opportunity. But there's still time to sign up for Kentucky, and you're going to hear more about that. And you can go to Kentucky also and be a part of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ here in the United States. But there's opportunities before us to go out and reach this world for Jesus Christ. They had a reason for going. And we've been talking about that reason this whole time. They had a real purpose. They had a kingdom purpose. They had a purpose that really mattered. You know, when you talk to people as you go through this life, people are looking for purpose. People are looking for a meaning in life. People are wanting to know, why am I here? What is my purpose here in doing this? What is my purpose in this area? Why am I in this job? Why am I at this place and at this point in my life? These folks knew their purpose right here, and it was about the kingdom business. They were to tell people about Jesus. They were to they weren't going out to get a job. They weren't going out to impress anybody. They weren't going out so everybody would pat them on the back and say, oh, what a good job you're doing. They were going because they were sent. They were going because Jesus said, I have a job for you. I have a mission for you. I'm ready for you to go. And He sent them out. And they began to go and do the things that they were taught. Beginning in verse 7. In the book of Matthew chapter 10, Jesus is speaking still, and He says, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received,
freely give. Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts, or a bag for your journey, or even two coats or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worthy of his support. They knew the message. Jesus told them the message. This is what I want you to go. This is the message I want you to share. This is what I want you to do as you go forth with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, they had been walking with Jesus. They had seen what He had done. They had heard the different things. But here He clearly told them what to preach. He said, go preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, what or who is He talking about? He's talking about Himself, the kingdom of heaven. Jesus has come. The Messiah, the one that you've been looking for, the one that you've longed for, the one that you've waited for so long. He has arrived. He is here. Now, our message is a little different from what their message was at this point. Their message was, the Messiah that you've been looking for, He's come, He's here, His name is Jesus. Our message to the people is, He has come, He has gone to the cross, He has shed His blood for your sin, He has died and gone to the grave, He has risen from the grave, He has ascended to heaven, and He is coming back. I hope y'all got that. He's coming back. Folks, that's an exciting message for us. That's an exciting message to tell. He's coming back. And He's coming back for all those who know Him. All those who have accepted Him. All those who know Him as their Savior and are ready to follow Him as their Lord. Praise God. But folks, it's not a message that we keep inside. It's a message that we take to the world to hear so that they can hear it, so they can know it, so that they can respond to it. People need to hear that message. The message is Jesus. The message is Jesus. And the message is to be delivered with compassion. Jesus was a man of compassion. He's a man of love. He came and loved the people. And He loved the people to Himself. People fell in love with Jesus. Why? Because He responded to their needs. He saw the needs of their lives. He saw the hurts that they had. He listened. He cared. He knew what to do. And He loved them like nobody else could. He loves you like nobody else can. And with the love that He's placed in your life, He wants you to love others. He wants you to love others with the love of the Lord. A love that goes beyond what we can express. A love that says, I'm going to love you despite what you've done to me, what you said about me. I love you anyway. I'm going to care about you, and I'm going to care enough about you to share with you the most important message that there ever has been or there ever will be. Jesus loves you. Folks, I'm telling you this morning, Jesus loves you. He loves you so much that He died for you. But He died also for this community around us. And He cares about every one of these. You know, so many times we feel like when we share the gospel, that people have to be saved, that people have to make a decision, that people have to respond in a way that's pleasing to us. And sometimes we try to argue it. And sometimes we try to debate it. And sometimes when we try to argue and debate it, all we do is turn the attention from Jesus to me. All we begin to do is make people feel like we're trying to win something for ourselves. And folks, when we argue and debate Jesus, most of the time all we do is harden somebody's heart. And turn them further away from Jesus. We are to come with love and compassion and realize my job is to share the message. And that's it. I share the message of Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit goes to work. And the Holy Spirit convicts the heart. I can't convict anybody's heart, and neither can you. But God can. So we allow His Holy Spirit to go to work. And as His Holy Spirit convicts our hearts and works in our lives, we respond to that. And there are a couple of different responses that we're going to be talking about at the end of this message. But folks, we've got to understand this. Only God can save. Only God can save. I may can argue somebody into praying a prayer, but that doesn't save them. What saves them is if they truly turn their heart to Jesus and accept His love and forgiveness in their lives. Folks, that's what it's all about. And the message must have the right motive. And the right motives that we talk about? Love. First of all, we love Jesus Christ. The Bible says we love God because He first loved us. He first loved us by sending Jesus to the cross. And through that love that Jesus has given to us, we love others. We love others. And so we go out in love. And just like Jesus, we strive to meet needs. We strive to share the love of Jesus. We strive to help them to see Jesus in us. And folks, in our lives, we're to look a little more like Jesus all the time. If we're truly growing as Christians, we're going to look a little more like Jesus all the time. And we're not going to look just like Him until one day when we get to see Him face to face. But right now, we're supposed to be growing in our maturity in Jesus Christ and becoming more like Him in who we are and all that we do at all times. We share the message faithfully because we love Jesus. Because we love Jesus, we love others. And because we love others, we do not hesitate to share the message of Jesus Christ with them. Let's pick up in verse 11. Verse 11, he says, "In whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it, and stay at his house until you leave that city. As you enter the house, give it your greeting. If the house is worthy, give it your blessing of peace. But if it is not worthy, take back your blessing of peace. Whoever does not receive you nor heed your words, as you go out of that house or that city, shake the dust off your feet. Truly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." They knew how to handle the decisions. They knew how to handle decisions that were made. And there's only two decisions to make. One is to accept the message. The second is to reject the message. Accept it or reject it. Sometimes people say, "Well, I want to think about it a while." Well, if you're going to think about it a while, at this moment, you're rejecting the message. You may receive it later, but at this moment you're rejecting it. Why do I say it that way? Because if something were to happen before you make that decision to accept Christ, you missed it. If Jesus comes back and calls His children home before that time, you've missed it. You've missed the opportunity. And folks, it's important that we get that opportunity. When we get that opportunity, we receive Jesus Christ. So if you have not today, you're hearing the message of Jesus, and I would encourage you to accept Him as your Savior and follow Him as the leader of your life. Become a Jesus follower today. But He says that there's going to be those that receive it are blessed. They're blessed. Now, how are they blessed? Those who receive the message are blessed. Why? Because they're receiving Jesus. Folks, it's a blessing to receive Jesus. It should be an honor in our lives to receive Jesus. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has given His life for us. He wants to be my friend. He wants to be my Savior. He wants to live in my life. He cares about me. Folks, that's a blessing in itself. Now, there are other blessings that come with that. There's peace that come in the storms of life. There's joy that comes that it should never leave our lives. There's a hope and a future that we have in Jesus Christ. Folks, there's so much that Jesus brings, so much that Jesus offers, so many blessings that we have. Those who are receiving the message, receiving Jesus, are blessed. But he goes on to tell them, those who reject the message are facing judgment. Those who reject Jesus are facing judgment. There's a judgment day that's coming. And on that day, the only answer that's going to bring us any hope is Jesus. And those who have rejected Jesus, they've come to a point on that day where they will have no hope. For Jesus will look at them and say, "I'm sorry. I never knew you. I wanted to come into your life. I wanted to be a part of your life. I wanted to cleanse you. I wanted to save you. I wanted to be your friend. You wouldn't let me in. You wouldn't open the door. You wouldn't introduce yourself to me." And on that judgment day, those folks are going to be sentenced to an eternity in hell, separated from God for all eternity with no hope. Today there's hope. Today there's hope. Today there is an opportunity. In the early service this morning, I baptized a man, Wayne Sides. He didn't wait too long. His wife, Frances, y'all know Frances, she was in tears. She's prayed for her husband for a long time. He's got a new destination. He's got a new hope. He's got a new future. He turned his life over to Jesus. But folks, there are going to be people that face this judgment. And I talk with people every week. And say, "Not right now. Not interested in that. Don't need that." All kinds of answers that people give. But I'm telling you today, through the Word of God, there is no hope outside of the name of Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." Only through Jesus. He is the only one worthy to pay the price for our sin. He is the only one that has lived the perfect life. Only His blood. The results are up to us. What do we do with Jesus? What do we do with Jesus? We are the messengers once we accept Jesus. I want to encourage you today to deliver the message. Allow God to work through you to share the message so the Holy Spirit can go to work and lives can be changed for Jesus Christ. We have been sent on mission for Jesus. There's a verse here that a lot of people take out of context and take it to mean different things. It's kind of like we've shared with folks, and so we don't need to go back and share with them anymore. Different context of what he's talking about here. In July, I'm going to Brazil. Last year when I was in Brazil, I knocked on a lot of doors. Some people accepted Jesus. Some people turned Him away. When someone in Brazil turned Jesus away, I left that house and I went on to the next one. Sometimes we go on missions to places where we're not going to have the opportunity to go back. Or go back to the same same spot. We're going back to Brazil, but probably won't be in the same area. But here, it's different. You are planted in Wilsonville, in Shelby County, in Columbiana, in Harpersville. You're planted in this area. You have an opportunity here to continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't give up on people. Somebody turns away Jesus, we wait for the next opportunity that God opens the door and we share Jesus again. Jerry Gallops got saved 2 weeks before he was killed in an automobile accident. In those 2 weeks, he said to me about five times, "Thank you for not giving up on me." His wife has said to me many times, "Thank you for not giving up on Terry." Folks, it's so easy to give up on people. We get frustrated and we get tired, but folks, Jesus still loves them. Jesus still cares about what's going on in their lives, in their hearts, and in their homes. We look around and say, that person could never be saved. That's not our call. It's not up to us on who's saved and who's not. Our job is to share the message. Let God convict the heart. And that person has to make a decision. I want to encourage you. Be faithful to carry the gospel to the people in your life. Beginning in your home, in your workplace follows. Your neighbors. Let's let the world know, our world. Wilsonville, Alabama, Shelby County. Let's let this county know that Wilsonville, Alabama, Wilsonville Baptist Church loves Jesus Christ, and we want the world to know it. We want the world to know it. This is a command Jesus gives us. We went over that quite a bit last week. When Jesus said, "Go in the Great Commission," the "you" is implied. You go. He doesn't say preachers go. He doesn't say deacons go. He says you go. Does that include the deacons and the preacher? By all means it does. It's every one of us. When we know Jesus, we have a testimony that somebody needs to hear. And there's somebody around you that you can reach that I never could. There's somebody around you that your testimony will touch their heart in a way that mine never will. I have heard these words before. You're the preacher. You have to do this. I may be the preacher, but I don't have to tell people about Jesus every day. But I long to. I want to be faithful. I want to serve Him the way He's called us out to do. Do you know Jesus today? Do you serve Him? Do you serve Him His way? Father, as we come before You today, we thank You for loving us and the opportunity to be together right now. We thank You for the message that You give us through Your Word and the opportunity that we have to share You with others. Father, there may be some here today who do not know You as their Lord and Savior. There are people here today who are not certain whether they're going to heaven or headed for hell. And Father, You can give peace and You can give assurance. I thank You through Your Word. You tell us that we can know it. And that when we know that we have salvation, we know that You're never going to take it away from us. And we know that we have eternal life with You. And we have a life to live right now, here on this earth, to bring honor and glory to Your name. And I pray that You would touch each one of us today and give us strength, give us courage, give us wisdom. Father, may there may be the folks here today who have never accepted you as their Lord and Savior, and I pray that this would be a day of salvation in those lives, in those hearts. Father, we pray that your will would be done this morning. In your name I pray. Amen. As we sing this